Hi, this is Dr. Kimberly Leonard, author of Visualizing Happiness in Every Area of Your Life and host of this podcast, Incredible Life Creator. And today, my guest is Mr. Samuel Akwo Adeloye. Samuel studied business management and holds a higher diploma in marketing and PR from London. A teacher and business strategist, he served the Peace Corps Cameroon 2005 in their small enterprise development program prepared over 100 business plans for women organizations and business prospects in Boy, Cameroon. Presently, he is founder, executive director of People Concern International, a Dallas, Texas 501c3 nonprofit encouraging job creation for young people and helping vulnerable children get education in Africa. Welcome to the podcast, Samuel.
Thank you, Dr. Kimberly.
Yes, I'm excited to hear about all these things you're doing, but let's just start out by you telling us about you and where you started out and how you got to be doing all this business and 501c3 and
Yes, thank you. Really, I was born in Cameroon. Cameroon is in Central Africa. I was born and I really grew up with my mom. And I later on went to Lagos in Nigeria, where I studied what business management and the rest. But one of the things that has always motivated me is, even when I was growing up like a child, it has always been to share love. And what happened is that at a particular time in my life, I was invited here in the United States in 1982 for a leadership program, which was basically for people who provide a character, a type of loving spirit. And it's not based on religion, but it's based because every human being, we should find where we belong, where we can touch one another without the differences of beliefs, concepts, and all that. So that also gave me an opportunity to travel to Canada, later on South Africa, and many other places. Well, as somebody who studied business, I'd worked in Cameroon in different aspects. I was a manager. But what really was made me so much get involved with the 501c People's Concern International was when I served the Peace Corps. And my compassionate spirit, which is basically spiritual. When I talk of spiritual, I mean where all of us know that we're created from one source, that we came into this planet to love one another. Even the scriptures say so, because many people don't know that. And if you are identified from your body, this is me talking to you, and I feel that's my sister, that's my person, because we all, we don't, it's not our bodies, it's not our minds that are really activating us, but there must be a power, because we do not choose how we're going to come into this world. We just found ourselves. Maybe I came from Africa, you come from any other part. Although being an American now, and like I really told you, what motivates me is that I always like to share love. I always like to take responsibility to, no matter how small, to also carry out a type of spirit of serving. Like you rightly said, I'm not interested in identities of titles and so on, but I know you can touch people more deeply when you do things to them. So after the Peace Corps experience, where I did certain things in rural communities, we're seeing women doing their little businesses, we had to help them plan, how to keep records, accounting, how to look for customers, which was marketing, and so on. Then presently, what made me to form People's Concern International is that presently in Cameroon, since 2016, there have been crises going on. They're not really being reported on the mainstream media. But if you Google, you will see how there have been crises in the English part of Cameroon, because Cameroon is made of Francophone and Anglophones. And the other part, something came up, which I, since I'm not a politician, I don't want to go, but this thing happened where they had to send military, and who are the victims? Young people. Young people, just because they act, they are unemployed, they don't have any form of things. Many people have left universities. And when this crisis started, because of the poor economic situation happening back home in Cameroon, they got themselves involved, and it has been terrible. There are people who have moved from other places to safe areas where they are trying to children, they need to go to school and so on. So this passion made me to, as somebody who had served there back in Cameroon, we came up with People's Concern International. And last 2 years I was in Nigeria, and in 2000, last year I was in Cameroon. But most of the message I carry to people has always been for them to realize that they can be creative, that they can do things on their own. It is not there just to look at the government, that the government was going to give you things. So I find a lot of young people who are interested to engage into creative endeavors, to do things and so on. And then children, I was in Douala, even in Nigeria, where I had to supply school materials to some schools. Some women, even we had to give them. Could you imagine? These are things we don't know in the United States. If you give a woman even $20, even $20, she can start making what you call here, I don't know how I call it, if it's in Africa, we call it magaifia, and can buy some flour with some little things and sell to communities or do certain things. So that is really what I've been engaged in. And I'm happy meeting you, because this too could be an opportunity for those who want to help people like that, who find themselves in situations that they didn't create. But it's very sympathetic that we can help them do something for themselves. Most of the young people, this is what I'll conclude, is that they are not really looking for aid, but they think some of them who've been training like bricklayers, electricians, plumbers, building, they just need tools. If people can donate tools and every of such thing. So that has been my way of life, and that's what we are trying to do with some friends here, People's Concern International. But more importantly, also bringing into people this aspect of lo unconditional love. Because unconditional love is what has kept the world in a state, to my own perception. Because when we love one another, even the wars, the hunger, the crisis, we'll be trying to do things that create at least a balanced world. I know America is a capitalist nation, but sometimes you should share. You can help your neighbor take responsibility. Thank you.
That's beautiful. Exactly. And the more that we have, it's I think we should share. And you see a lot of the people who have done really well, they do donate a lot of money to people who don't have it or who need it. So I think there's enough resources for the whole world if everyone just shares what they have. So in Cameroon, is do people have clean drinking water and food and the things that they need, just basic things?
Well, that is also one of the things here. That's why I said that I didn't really want to dive into politics. It has always been, for me, it's a matter of governance, that most of the countries in Africa, I'm saying that because I was a lecturer too, I taught. It has always been that development is not well distributed. In the rural areas, like most of the rural areas, even when I was dealing with women and so on, they don't have those basic things. Some people go to the stream, the rivers, to carry water in the rural areas, because such areas don't even have access of roads. So people, but in the main cities, they have water. But in the rural areas, they lack those basic things, even light, water, and the basic things which we are blessed that here in the United States, they are available. So we are also looking at people's consent, because the idea of consent just means that consent for people, that those things we can do to them, which can bring joy to them. At least if people have things like water, a light, more or less nowadays a solar light, which Africa is blessed that is a country with a sun, and people do things. It can be, we can carry out projects into the rural areas. Most of those young people too, I will send you some pictures. They have done solar lightning and so on. So if they, we have people sponsors or people can support us, we can also do. And one of the things I, Dr. Kimberlin, I will emphasize is that I'm blessed that my children are here in the United States. I'm also an American. But I've always asked myself, is it me? At this age, I'm 60 plus. I have been blessed that I have the basics, because I've not been too materialistic in my life since I was a young person. I can eat, I can have where to sleep. But are you happy to see your own fellow human beings? They don't have those basics. And sometimes people even say it's poverty. It's not. It has become clear now in Africa that people are not really poor. It is just the distribution of wealth, the way it is done, that now make other people poor. You can go to Congo, you see how young children are walking in the place looking for minerals. You go to villages in Cameroon, there, young people going to farms, to cocoa farms, where they get the cocoa products for which is exported here for chocolate. But if they are not given anything substantial, you wouldn't find them living a decent life. And we call that poverty. But I feel compassionate people and goodwill people can always think that they can also contribute to the well-being of their fellow human beings.
Exactly. So when the women would come to you with their business ideas, business plans, I'm just curious, what kind of businesses do they come with? Can you just share that? I'm just
Yeah, well, when we worked in the Peace Corps, one of the things we realized in the small development project I said was that most of the women, we draw up programs where they needed even loans. So if you wanted a little loan, maybe even in a cooperative bank, you needed to present a business plan to show how profitable your small business would be, and then they can give you, say, $100. And then later on, you have to start paying. So we did certain things to help them. They were not very big businesses, but they were, at least we made them, because most of them too were not very literate. So they could not plan. And then we also had to educate them to make them understand that a business, you had to differentiate between your personal money and business, how you sell and how you save. And how you're able to start paying maybe the little loan you had. And they were very happy. And African, Dr. Kimlin, is that women are the really cornerstone for families, because they care for their children, they care for their immediate families. And I was brought by my own mother. I couldn't have been what I am, because my dad comes from Nigeria, but he came to Cameroon, got me, and he left. And I grew up with my mother, and things that happened in my life, I give respect for women in Africa. And I think if women can support other women, and I guarantee you that this People's Concern International, as I've said, is entirely spiritual. I don't want, I, for over 40 years that I've engaged my life into spiritual, if you read my resume in LinkedIn, that's always been to serve. I think I will only be remembered how we impacted other people's life. It's not how much we accumulated for ourselves. Nobody will remember you that. The Gandhis, the Nelson Mandelas, the Mother Teresas, great spiritual people in the planet know that your impact comes on what you do to your fellow human beings.
Yes, yes. And that's so beautiful and so, so true. So when it comes to the children, you said, so is it like maybe like high school age children that you're teaching them the like the electrician, the building? Is it that age group or like 20s? What age group are you teaching?
No, what we did is that the schools, we go to schools, like I told you, there are crisis in Cameroon. So they are in certain training skill centers where those children now, they're training them that they should study skills, but they need support. So what most of the partners we have is that, how can we help them with tools? Tools that they can use, like the carpenters, like the bricklayers, basic tools, which some of them cannot afford to buy too. So some of these schools, like the partner I have in Cameroon, at one time we helped, donated certain things like hammer, measurement things, some of them. They need those tools so that they can, my main aim is that after they complete the courses, which are short programs, they can engage themselves working. Some you see them is girls, young girls doing things that, which boys, they are. When I went one time, I saw a little girl, she was making blocks, what they use for building them from cement. I was like sharing tears, seeing how young she is. Some of them are from 12 to 18. Yeah, in schools and so on. So what we do is that there are many of those schools we can identify, those centers, and then we can be helpful to them, provide basic tools. Basic tools.
So you're finding them, you're providing the tools, and the schools are actually doing the education. So you said you were a professor and you were, you know, lecturing. What did you teach?
Well, I taught marketing in the post and telecommunication higher institute, where a lot of people were coming, because the main idea in Cameroon at a given time, it had been that many people were too academic, but now they are looking at that in schools. People are looking at, we came in, they recruited some of us, because I used to be a manager. I worked for Guinness, I worked for some companies. So they were recruiting our professionals that if you are trained, you can come out and develop and create a little business for yourself. So I taught marketing, and many of my students, some still keep me back contacting the United States, who have initiated little businesses. Because marketing is all about selling, all about making sure you have a good relationship with your customers, and so on. So that's what I did. But I really actually came in 2013, and then I took this responsibility since then in 2000 to make sure, because I felt that that's aspect of serving. So if you go to our website, you see things I've done. Yes, last time I donated things like school supplies to children in Douala, in Nigeria. Then some I inspire, because we inspire, we transform, and we empower. We make people realize that they have the capability, and we talk to them. I always talk to them spiritually, give them hope, make them to react. So then we transform them to not to be violent, to be leaders. Because some look frustrated, some even engage, like the panel I've just had recently, is doing treating on drugs. And many young people are, because of frustration, they don't have jobs, they have no hopes, they engage into drugs. So I make them understand that when you engage in doing little things, no matter how small, you will find that you'll be busy, you will be doing something, and you wouldn't have that time to engage yourself into. So the next thing that we are emphasizing now, which I'm talking to you, is to empower them. How do you help them? So some complain, our parents don't have anything. We've managed to do this. If we can have basic tools, that could help. So there are many. It's quite a lot of things. We've done the little we can do, but we are pleading that if we have compassionate people, companies who can donate, that would be very good. And I guarantee you, our CPA is a white guy who knows me. And my team is made up of those who know that when you do the right things come to you.
And that's so true. That is so true. So talking about empowering, you know, even in business or in life, we talk about mindset, we talk about attitude, you know, but it's so hard when someone is this level, they're at the level of survival, and you want to bring them up to the level of thriving. So what kind of languaging, what things do you talk to these young people about that just lets them be able to actually climb up and get to that point where they feel like they can do something?
Well, first of all, first of all, one of the things that it has been lacking, the type of training we give with every human being, is that a lot of people think that they must be doing things that other people do. If you look at musicians who had talents, things that they did, if some of them, if they told their parents, maybe went to school and said, oh, I wanted to be a musician, even back in Africa, they would say, oh, no, you need to be a doctor, you need to be this. So we make them realize that it is what they love best, what they can offer. Because what is in the world today, if you offer what is needed for the world, no matter how small it is, that you contribute to that. So I inspired them with our group. We make them to realize. And then we said, you must love. You must be a provider of that. What you are going to offer other people must come, that this is your own way of loving. So you do. And then the money will come in. But if you always think just money, 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 sometimes you don't discover who you are to give other people things. I've gained many things in my life. Like I said, I traveled to United States, Canada, South Africa. It was because of what I was doing that people realized that I was useful to other people. And then before I realized, other things followed. People even had to offer me a ticket to travel at that time as a young man. Because if you are a creative leader, you inspire people, things will flow.
Yeah, for sure. And as you were talking, I was thinking about something that someone taught me early on in my career. And they said, when it comes to selling, you have to care about the person in front of you enough and know that their life is going to change when you provide that product, that service. And you have to care enough to help them over whatever hump, whatever obstacle they have, because you know they're going to be better off. But sometimes they can't see it themselves. But if you have the love for that person, you love them so much that you put down any feelings of doubt or like, oh, you know, they don't want it. But you just have to keep loving, keep thinking how much better that person is going to be when they get your service, your product. And when you do that, they can accept, they can take that offer.
Exactly. In marketing, they say a good product sells itself. And even everything we do in the world, which you know, doctor, has always been that the human being is in the center what you do. When you love people, when I was working for companies, I worked for Guinness, I worked for Sophie Bell, I worked for a fish company. I was their marketing manager. One of the things I always tell the salesmen was that if you meet people, you love the people, they will love what you do. They will love your product. And we had to have high sales. And magic was because you had to touch the people. I remember many times if I came, even with my little car I had, I come around, oh, people are happy. Oh, Mr. Samuel is around. What can we have? What can you do? You know, so love is a very powerful tool. And when I talk of love, it's not emotional love. It's not the type of love we talk. It is the love of seeing into people that you are connected, that something connects you. And that thing cannot be described. They're so powerful. Just the way I've met you. Yeah. And something is happening. So I've met a lot of people sometime and things happened. I already have a friend who is doing a who is very interested in the program of those young people studying trade. And he's thinking that we'll be traveling to Africa next year. He's in Atlanta. And when he saw what these young people are doing, he said, okay, these are people who can even have potentials that after doing that, they may even come here for training in the United States so that later on they have those skills and develop them more and go to serve their own people back home. And how did he start? It's because he too has that spirit of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a spirit of religion, because religion can be fighting of their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's love, you do not see anything different from another human being.
That is so true. And when I think of like Mother Teresa, she had so much love.
Mm-hmm.
Even she had the power to stop a war. She had the power to get all the money she needed because of the love she had. She just loved people, loved people, loved people. And other people came to support her, to help her, and to help the people she was helping.
It's always wonderful. I would tell you, I was invited in the United States in 1982 for a leadership program. I was in Lagos, very young, 20-something years. And when I came back after the program, my friends back in Africa were teaching in an elementary school. They saw me back. They said, Samuel, you go to United States and you come back? I said, no, the program that took me there was so nice for me to come back and help the other people. But one thing people always fail to know, that the spirit of integrity, that is where you maintain your truth to yourself, is that when you do what is right, other things will happen. They did not know. It didn't take long. I told my friends that I've been invited, that I'm going to South Africa and so on. And today, in 2000, after I had retired, because in Africa I retired, somebody was playing, one of my sons was playing a DVD, the lottery. And I won that. He just told me it was my birthday. I said that, Wilfred, you've not sent me some greetings for my birthday. He said, Daddy, I have good news for you. You've won lottery to come to the United States. I said, for what? I said, no, well, you served the Peace Corps, and this is also a good opportunity for your medical help and thing. And then I came to the United States. So wherever you are, if you're expressing love, you will see that that place is beautiful. Because you find yourself surrounded by love, by people, because they appreciate you in what you do. But Mother Teresa, I'm just emphasizing that what you said. A lot of people, when you talk of love, they look at like, oh, they should be thinking all about themselves, themselves, themselves. They do not know that when you do things, and sometimes many people have what they have, they are not happy because they were not thinking about other people. And you can have, and sometimes you see people who do not have much, they are more happier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you, I don't have much. I have a little home back in Africa. Here, I live with my son, who is a psychiatric, and he got that from me because he's a psychiatric practitioner,
mm-hmm.
mental health. And I have my little car, and I'm serving them, and then I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm happier. And a lot of people think I have a lot of money.
It's so important just to be happy and content and enjoy your life. Yes, that is so beautiful. And as people are looking for their place in this and in the world, what is your best advice for them? Like if they're thinking, okay, what is my passion? So you have your project, and there's going to be people who are going to want to support your project, but then there's so many other projects.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you find that place where you're being true to yourself, finding your passion, but also loving other people? Where's the balance?
Well, what I would say is that the balance comes because you are doing something selflessly. You must be selfless. Selflessly is that do not always do things and think these are the results. Because life, if you see us, if you look at your pictures, say 10 or 20 years ago, you ask yourself, how did I change?
Uh-huh.
The power that keeps things moving, whether you know it or you don't know it. So when you're selfless, you do things to people, you just find naturally that something and to do the right thing. I gave an example that if you went to the toilet, a restroom, and after finishing, you just decided to not to flush it, you keep the papers. You are not blessing the next person who is coming to the restroom. So if you cleaned it up, I was living with one of my son who is an IT specialist, and one time the people in that area, they leave early in the morning and leave their trash cans for the people who come to pick their trash. And one time I just saw that these people have gone to work. By then I will be doing my things, the same thing I'm doing here. And I just decided to go to the street, taking this thing to put it back near their thing. Because when the guys take the trash, they just keep the trash this. And one day, one of them, there's a lady who is my very good friend. He said, "Who is really doing this? That he takes people's trash can back to their home." And Michelle is my very good friend now. And when I was traveling to Cameroon last time, Michelle even helped me that he had never seen somebody doing something like this. Yes, because do things to people where they least expect. You begin to find yourself deriving some happiness, because it's like what you put in is what comes out, like the computer. So is this body too. When you do things, a lot of people say the world is bad. The world is not bad in the sense that you look at it. It's what we all are putting into the world, the wars, the crisis, the things, and that. But when we begin to bring a refined blessing spirit into things, we begin to see that we create another atmosphere. We create another world. And sometimes you may be complaining that things are so bad. But in one's mindset, as you said, it's not the way he thinks. Somebody can say, "I have to be happy, let me have everything in the world." And he have everything in the world and he's still not happy. Why is it that? Because there's a space in you which will never be filled by external things. That space can only be filled when you also give out blessing to other people.
Yeah, so beautiful. So, if people actually wanted to find you, what is your website?
Well, our website is www.peopleconcerninternational.info. peopleconcerninternational.org. Then we are really resident here in 1012 Stone Ridge Lane, DeSoto, Texas, 75115. And people can go, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see the things that I post. We show you that you will always do things that are inside you. Sometimes they have found people who did funny, they are criminals. What they said, it starts from the mindset, things you put into yourself. And the subconscious mind will be recording that. And before you realize, because you were contributing to things which are destructive, you will just go and act. And then after you've acted, people may ask you, "Why did you do this?" You say, "Well, I didn't know how this is." It's because you had kept things in yourself that will make you act. So I'm always very interested in things that bind people together, brings harmony, brings peace, brings love. That, as you do that, you start finding that that's what you offer to the world, because that is what is coming out of you. Even the criminals, they were not born criminals. It's because they started encapting the core groups, people they met, what they were telling them to do, before they realized they have been transformed to something else. But they were angels. They were beautiful people. Let's be beautiful people.
Exactly. And we're all beautiful inside, but it's our choices, like you said, and what we decide to put in our minds. So at your website, is there a place where people can contribute or they can contact you there and find out what it is you need?
Yes, they can. There is a section there. But what I would like is that, because of I don't know the guy who built the website, if they feel they can phone me, which you have my phone number, 469-570-3139. They can do things. They will see what I'll do. I Kimberlyn, I don't like, because when you say things about yourself, what I've derived in this world of being providing the right spirit, I don't even want. Because even in the Bible, they said, what the right hand does, let the left hand don't know. What it means is that if you are doing right things, you don't even need praises. I don't want people to praise, but I know that the source of life that created me and you, when you do what is right, you is happy. There are a lot of people in the world who are so quiet, they don't even tell people what they do, but they are contributing to the well-being of people. But those people who say, I don't, like I rarely tell you, I don't see what I will have in the world to be dishonest at this age. It will, I'm not saying that to change you because I'm an African, because I have all that it takes. And I know that the only happiness is when you do right things to other human beings. You know that yourself because I've read your thing. And when you make people happy, just like now, you connected with me and we're talking, I'm happy meeting you. You are already in my world and I'm in your world.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful thing. So I'm going to ask you a personal question now. What gives you the most happiness and fulfillment in your life right now?
What gives me happiness, I've always emphasized, is that it's when I share love, unconditional love. When I do things to people that they say, wow, I just met Lauren, the guy who I say is a builder. He invited me, he's coming to open a business here in Dallas, Texas. So he invited me in his home, and then he had introduced, he told me that was the lady who they are in partnership where they have to build some buildings here in Texas. And she just invited me. And Dr. Kimley, this was wonderful. This other lady just met me, Lauren, and just said, wow, Samuel, they've told me about you. And she was happy. And we connected. She connected me on Facebook. She connected me. She's giving me her number because character is the greatest things human beings don't know. You can fool people, but you can do funny things. But when you leave, people will begin to see you and they will know you are not a blessing. But when you do, we've called Mother Teresa. There are great people in this planet who are doing things. And when they leave, people will keep up calling their names because they did something to the inner core of the heart of what people call God, our creator. That you never change, which is invisible, but it's so powerful.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for sharing your project you're working on, and also just talking about love. And it's so important to see people and to see their significance and see their importance. And not only that, but like you said, love them and be of assistance when you can. You know, even the example you gave of the trash cans, that's something so simple but so powerful. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us.
No, thank you. I'm the one to thank you because we connected and you gave me this opportunity. And there is nothing that somebody does out of love that he will never get back. The way you will get it back may not be the way you give it, but you will find that something else will happen. Thank you so much. And you will be a blessing to those children because your podcast can make people. I'm really, that's what is my passion. Really be a blessing, especially children who came to this planet when they are worse. They didn't choose that they should be worse, that they are destroying them. And women who are running now, going to safe places, living in homes. I have pictures here. Sometimes I used to weep and my wife because we are spiritual. I wouldn't hide it for about 40 years, and I will be weeping and crying. Oh my God, these women did not cause this war. Why? Because of politics, because of the world. People want to own the planet. We will never own the planet when you do not think of your fellow human beings. And most people, I'll end up this. Most people come to regret at the last day of their life when they will see that the breath of life that they took for granted is leaving them. And they will look at now that, oh, all these things I thought I owned, this is me. Because you didn't create yourself. And if you didn't create yourself, you can't conquer that which created you. You will never conquer that which created you.
That is so profound.
Thank you so much.
I have one last question. I don't know if I'm ready to even ask it after that. That was so amazing what you just said, and just felt it so deep. What is your best advice on living an incredible, amazing life?
My best advice is that we shouldn't allow material things. Material things, just like our body, they are useful. They are just tools to leave us. You have a car. A car is just to help you live from one place to other. You have a house. A house is just to help you sleep, that you have a room, and so on. But when you identify with those things that will pass away, you will never live a life that people will admire you. And that has always been the problem in the planet. People think that they can kill others, they can destroy because of things, when even our own body will pass away. But if you identify with that which will not pass away, which is the spirit, then that will leave a mark. That's why I said we're calling people like Mother Teresa. So I advise people that things are good. I'm not saying people should not have things. No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you take things that is what you do not care, you can kill people because of things, you will come to find out at your last days that you are wasting your time in this planet. So love, and the things will give you satisfaction. If you do not love, the things will never give you satisfaction.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We'll end on that.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And say hi to your family, and God bless you.
Thank you.